And now continuing with our coverage of the fatal shooting of Dante Wright, let me turn to Broward County Sheriff Gregory Tony, who you can follow on Twitter at BSO Sheriff Tony, to get his thoughts. Sheriff, thanks so much for joining us this morning. I'm sure by now you've seen the body cam footage. You've seen all the reaction to the story, all the details that have come out over the past few days. What do you think about what we know at this point?
Hey, good morning, Ryan. Thanks for a chance to just speak up on it. You know, a lot of the community is kind of probing and looking for my insight. And it's pretty clear, you know, you had a multitude of failures take place there. To begin with, the ability of the officers to maintain control of this suspect who they were dealing with, who had a warrant, allowing him to get back in a vehicle. You know, lack of situational awareness by the the officer who ended up believing she was still or utilizing a taser, instead firing into a car and ultimately, you know, fatally killing this individual. You know, it's just a matter of gross and systemic failures in, you know, the officer's individual performance. And from an administrative standpoint, they're going to have to look at, you know, what was occurring in terms of their training protocols. They're most certainly going to have to be punitive and make sure they hold this officer accountable. And then on the side part of it is you have an officer whose intent was not to kill this individual, but there's most certainly that gross negligence aspect. So she's going to have to be held accountable in the court proceedings as well.
One question a lot of people have is, how does one confuse a taser with a firearm? Can you step us through the training your officers go on that front?
Yeah, there's a multitude of checks and balances in there to help mitigate officers across this country from confusing deploying a taser versus a firearm. One, from nomenclature in itself, of a handgun is constructed and weight is totally different. We've even changed the colors of tasers. We do a lot of things in terms of where we assign the taser on the personnel, cross-draw, on attack vest, etc., to make sure it's not there. And again, you know, looking at this video, it was clear that the officer had become task saturated, nervous, gotten to a point where there's a high degree and lack of situational awareness to allow that to happen. In terms of BSO, our men and women have all the training protocols and tools in place to ensure that we don't have that type of failure take place.
The fact that that happened with somebody who had been on the force for 26 years, what are your thoughts on that? That somebody could be on the force, you know, that long, but still in a situation like that, make that kind of mistake?
Yeah, I don't even think 10 years plays into this. The training that is in place is all the same. Unfortunately, how individuals handle certain levels of stress and threats in the environments that they may be engaged in, it's going to come down to the individual's confidence, situational awareness, their ability to continue to train and stay up to par on these very fundamental skills. Knowing what a handgun is and knowing what a taser is fundamental, and it's called weapons discipline. So when you start having these breakdowns, whether it's a six-month officer or a 26-year officer that results in the unnecessary killing of someone, especially during this time when we're still fighting through the George Floyd trial, it's just another burden on law enforcement.
And finally, I'm talking to Broward County Sheriff Gregory Tony. Please tell us about Nakima Thompson from your department, who passed away due to COVID-19.
Yeah, sure. You know, Nakima is one of our communication specialists. Unfortunately, we lost her during the COVID-19 crisis last year. She was the first communication specialist who died in the line of duty. And we're honoring her during National Telecommunications Week. We've created a new award that will be issued out annually to kind of our top communication specialists in the region. And I think that's, you know, the best way to attribute her legacy here is to remember her through recognizing others' great work.
Broward County Sheriff Gregory Tony, who you can follow on Twitter at BSO Sheriff Tony. Sheriff, thanks so much for the time this morning and your insight into the case of Dante Wright. We really appreciate it.
Sure, absolutely. Thanks, Ryan. Take care.